my grandmother came to stay, and my mother dressed me up as a nurse, and I was six, and I liked the idea of being a nurse. I liked the idea of helping people, and that idea stayed. Later, when I had finished my education and was thinking of about what I should do, I had did have an artistic bent, but I didn't feel I was talented enough to earn my living, and I really liked the idea of being able to help people, even though I had very little idea of what nursing entailed. Starting off, I was naturally quick, and I got some of the harder and heavier wards. And the fact that I had a spinal problem had been, I think, overlooked, because I'd probably managed the first year at the Iron Ear quite easily. And so they thought I could go on without any problems. But I think the problem was lost, and I shouldn't have had so many hard and heavy wards. And it told on my health, and I ended up with glandular fever. And I had a relapse, and it was during the relapse I decided I wanted a fresh scene. So that was when I decided to go to England.
But that was that still a big adventure at that time? Was it something unusual for people to say, "Well, I want to go and live in England for a while. I want to see what it's like."
I think it probably was. I didn't think about it. It was the early 1950s, and people were starting to go to England, and I think probably that was the beginning of the era of all the Aussies going to Britain. But I just thought it was something I could do. I'd already been on a ship before. I'd done a trip to Adelaide just to try it out, and I thought, well, you know, I know the ropes, I can go. So, and with my sister at the other end, I didn't worry too much.
Do you remember what it was like arriving as well, and your first impressions of, you know, getting off the boat and seeing Britain for the first time?
Well, I'd been very accustomed to... I worked at five hospitals in 4 years, so I was very adjusted to a change of scene. And when I arrived in Britain, I'd heard so many of our friends and other people talk about England that I didn't feel it was a foreign country. And especially as all your education in those days was very English. And I was looking forward to, you know, finding out what it was all about and experiencing it.
That would have been right after the end of the war as well. So did you get a sense of, you know, how that had affected the country? And...
Oh, yes, because the first time I went was 1955, and when I arrived in England, although it was all the bomb damage had been cleared up, you got the sense that people were just getting themselves together, and that by no means were things easy. There were still shortages, and also I hadn't realised it at the time, but I realised later that people were also traumatised by the war to some extent. They all had some memories of hardship and you know, if not real serious trauma, it left many of them very nervous. And I only dawned on me later that, you know, what they'd been through, because I think unless you've been through it, you can't really understand it.
So how quickly did you, you know, fit into to life there?
Very easily. Well, I had a 3 weeks in London, and then we did a bit of walking because that was still the thing to do. And we walked through the Cotswolds and caught buses and trains and things. And then my sister was teaching in the north, so I went with her. And the thing that really hit me was... my sister had to start teaching, and suddenly that night I was on my own. I had nowhere to sleep. I was used to having meals put in front of me, and I had to think, where's the next meal coming from? And that brought me up with a start, and it made me realise and be thankful for the happy childhood I'd had, and the fact that I'd always had, you know, this world. We were never rich, but we had all the necessary things in life. And I think it's so easy to forget that. You know, you as the saying goes, you must count your blessings. And that made me realise how I'd been looked after.
So you were backwards and forwards a little bit, I understand, but spent, what, quite a few years in the UK in total?
Yes, I spent about 20 years in all. I my first visit, I only agreed to stay there for 18 months, and then I came home. And in the meantime, I became a Catholic through being there because I was so impressed. I had been used to being pushed around as a nurse, and here I was treated with every courtesy, and I was very impressed how kind people were. At the end of the first term, I fell sick. I had another relapse of the glandular fever, but they agreed to keep me on because I was had an eight-week holiday, and that would give me time to recover. So I stayed there. Now, after that, I when I left England, I went home, told my family that I wanted to become a Catholic, and my mother was so horrified she wouldn't speak to me. And that was not a very happy time coming back. I was a bit lost. Most of my friends had got married, and I was sort of at a bit of a loose end, and I wasn't really career-minded, but I got more or less by accident into theatre nursing, and I went back to the Arnhem because I'd been happy there. And then when they wanted to promote me, they wanted a nurse between the eye theatre and the ear theatre. I was happy to do it. But I said, look, I don't know enough general theatre. So, you know, so I went to the Mercy in Melbourne and did about 12 months there. But unfortunately, the standing told on my health and I ended up getting migraine. And after seeing a specialist, he warned me that I had this problem in my spine and that, you know, I'd have to be careful. But all I could think of was I was going back to England again because a nursing friend, she wanted to go back. Her mother was English and she said, would I go with her? So I jumped at the chance and we went back and we really had a marvellous time.